You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today we're standing in Moitzei Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Torah speaks about Rosh Chodesh Sivan. As it says, the beginning of Matan Torah, the parasha of Matan Torah, begins with the words, "B'chodesh Hashlishi Yotzei Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, B'yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." Yom Hazeh means the first day of the third month. And we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Interesting, just already a point that we'll get to soon, is that B'chodesh Hashlishi says over here, doesn't say, it just says B'chodesh Hashlishi, in the third month. As if the significance of Matan Torah has to do with the third month, more than a specific day. B'chodesh Hashlishi, the third month, we got something as a mashmos of the Gemara too. There's a uniqueness of the third month. We'll get to that soon. But Rashi tells us what happened. Well, what do you learn from the fact that it says, B'yoyim Hazeh Bo Yosai, he came today to read by Sinai. Says Rashi, in diktuk, in grammar, the correct word is not Bayom Hazeh. Yom Hazeh is today. Bayom Ahu means that day. So what is it teaching you? Ma'o Bayom Hazeh? Sheyudiv Toyer Chadoshim Alecho Keilu Hayoim Nitinu. Should be new as if it was given today. The Torah should be always new for you, as if it was given today. Very nice drasha. I mean, he's telling you, Bayom Hazeh, you should know it's today. But the obvious question is that it doesn't. It's not, that's not a place to say it. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Am Yisrael did not receive Torah. They received Torah only on the 6th of Sivan. So you're saying Bayom Hazeh in the incorrect day? It says they came to be by Sinai Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And it should be so significant and special that what? That as if you got a Torah today. They didn't get the Torah that day. What does that have to do with Bayom Hazeh, Rosh Chodesh? What's behind that? The next pasuk says that Vayisum Yifrit Yavo Midbar Sinai Vayichan Shal Yisrael Neged Ahar. Famous Rashi, Yichan is singular form to tell you Keish Echad Belev Echad. There's a special Achdus with Am Yisrael coming to Midbar Sinai. The Medrash expands upon that to say if Am Yisrael would not have been they would not get the Torah. Because Baruch Hu saw them, and it says, Atu, I forgot the exact language, Atu Asho, Atu Asman, Latet Torah Labonai. Now that they're Be'achtos, they're receiving Torah. What does this have to do with the Kabbalah of Torah and what's happening with Shechir Sivan? That preparation, that they're together and therefore they're getting Torah. How does that explain this special day, the unique day of Shechir Sivan and the days that are coming before Mount Torah? And finally, Am Yisrael are coming to Midbar Sinai. As we sound from what we just learned now, they're coming to Midbar Sinai and they're ready to get Torah. So why not give the Torah right away? Am Yisrael waits for 5 days. And maybe you could say we need Shloshes of Agbala. You need 3 days of Agbala, which we spoke about last year, which is in the Sefer, in fourth Maimer. Speak up by Shloshes of Agbala. You could do Shloshes of Agbala. You would think you could do Shloshes Me'Agbala the days before they came to Midbar Sinai. We speak about in the Sefer, the Shloshes Me'Agbala has to do with being away from the mountain. So maybe they couldn't do it before. Okay, so you have 3 days. Why do you have 5 days? What's the idea of being in Midbar Sinai, being under the mountain, being here, but waiting? Seems like that's part of what we talk about B'chodesh Hashlishi, we talk about the third month. But Torah is not given right away. What is the idea? What's behind it that we need to wait over here for Matan Torah to come? So, to explain all that, I want to start what we started last month, is to speak about the significance of the month of Sivan. And as a preview to that, we mentioned that based on the Sefer Yetzirah, which is Miuchas to Avraham Avinu, based on the gears that we have, every month of the year corresponds to a Shevet, to a specific Shevet, to a specific letter in the alphabet, and to a specific Midah na'adam, specific action a person does. What is the Shevet that belongs to Chodesh Sivan? you would think, if you have to guess, what Shevi belongs to Chasid Stephen, what would you guess? Maybe Levi. Maybe Yisachar. You've been in Leitim. You know what's the Shevi that belongs to Chasid Stephen, at least according to the Gears of the Ariza? Shevi Zvulun. Zvulun belongs to Chasid Stephen? What do we know about Zvulun? Zvulun, or what we call today the Balabatim. They're the ones that are going into business. They're going ahead, they're doing, they ship, they do business, they support Torah, the big supporters of Torah. But they're not the Torah itself, you would think. Why the month of Kabbalah Satoira belongs to Shevet, which is Shevet Zvulun? What's the understanding behind it? So what we started talking about a few weeks ago was the idea that the 3 months of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan really belong to the three components that Am Yisrael has, the three elements that the world has, to be more exact. We know that we have the idea of Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Arayis Achad. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have Am Yisrael, and you have the Torah. Chodesh Nisan is the revelation of Hashem in the world. Am Yisrael is revealing himself through Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's brought down in length and many svarim. The whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Gilui, what the Ramban says, and the Pashas Boi, the Gilui of Kodesh Baruch. We spoke about a few weeks ago, and I go back into it, the Chodesh Iyar, the whole significance of Iyar, is the revelation of Am Yisrael as a nation, as human beings, that are people that are ready, getting ready to receive Torah. They are what we call them, the Eretz Kodmon HaTorah, has to do with the remez, the hint, brought down in the Magen Avraham, that the Rosh HaTevis of the Ramah, the Ramah speaks about in the Bishmul, that the Rosh HaTevis of Chodesh Iyar is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. Has to do with the others. We're building up Am Yisrael Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Sivan is the month of Torah. That's the 3 months. Nisan is a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Iyar is a revelation of Am Yisrael. That's Pesach Sheni, the middle of, as we're starting something for ourselves, we're demanding something. Chodesh Sivan is Torah. What is the Shaychis? So if you have already a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're already Am Yisrael, what is Torah? Torah is the connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. We connect with Torah. As brought down already in the Mishnah, Yom Chatunasoi, the marriage, is the day of Matan Torah. Mishnah there speaks of Yom Kippur, but obviously the Gemara also says that it applies to Shavuos as well, is the time when you have a full connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And this leads to what we have in the Sefer, also as a Maimer, is really what is the significance of Matan Torah? Torah was in the world way before there was, way before the Torah was given to Am Yisrael. Torah was there. Taf taf kuf ayin dal dairus, Kodesh Nivroel, and we have the word, the Torah was there for generations before the world was created. The revelation of Hashem was already revealed fully in, it says, Yitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsuf. So what are we having in Matan Torah? What's the main chiddush of Matan Torah? So really that's, as we always mention, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. The famous Gemara in Shabbos. But Daf Yechesed Amud Beis. It says, the Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim and he wanted to take the Torah. So the Malachim told Moshe Rabbeinu, they told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Are you going to give this special Chemdu Gnuzo that you have by you for so many generations to a human being? So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to answer the Malachi, Moshe Rabbeinu answers, and he goes through the Torah, it says, what about all these mitzvahs? Can you, it says, Kaveh Savicha V'simecha, you have to respect your parents, do you have a father, do you have a mother? Lo Yisirtzach, Lo Yisignoi, when you're killing people, you're stealing, what are you talking about? It doesn't belong to you, the Torah. So the Malachi said, you're right, and then let him take the Torah. And the simple question everybody asks, simple understanding, what's Pshat? What's Pshat that you have, the Malachim did not let Moshe Rabbeinu take the Torah before? didn't know what's written in the Torah. So they want to hold on. It's like a little kid. You know, the Havdil wants to hold on to a Torah. I want to take it away without understanding what's the deal about. What do they want from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu just tells them, just open the Torah. It's not for you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the wrong book. Obviously not. So what happened over here? What did the Malachim think and what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer? So Pashas is the Malachim saying, we don't want the Torah the way it appears here in the world. As the Ramban says, beginning of Chumash, the Torah, Kol Torah Shmoy Shokot Shbaruch Hu. It's all the names of Hashem. The Torah has a much higher level. That's what the Malachim have in Torah. We spoke about it in Lag BaOmer. That's what Yeshua Bar Yochai, Shavis Tashevi, went up to Shemayim to capture something that's not his. That's the Malachim. That's what the Malachim wanted. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer them? So what's the answer? So Malachim say, we want Torah, which is a higher level of Torah. And therefore, we don't want Moshe Rabbeinu to take it down. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu answering? So the answer is, and this is the Rapasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you're right. Torah has an element that's in your level. But Torah also has an element which is a lower level that you can't connect to. If Torah has a level which is a lower level, that is a raya, that's a proof that Torah needs to be in a lower place. Torah has to come down to an Adam. It has to be something which relates to a human being. Because if it doesn't relate to a human being, so why the Torah has even a option to be written as a human being's book? As a human being's safer. If a human being is not supposed to have it. The fact that there is a way, Torah obviously has different levels, different layers, which goes up to Shemayim, Shvim, and Raimim. The Malachim can connect that too. But there is also a lower level of Torah. And then there's a lower level of Torah that says, Kaves Avicha Simecha, Lo Yisir Tzach Lo Yisignoiv, Al Karchecha, you have to say that level belongs to human being. That shows that the Torah itself belongs to human beings. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. That Gemara is teaching us what happened about the Torah. What was the discussion? The Chiddush was that Torah is coming down here LeTachtoinim. That we're able to relate to the lowest part, to take a Torah to bring it down. We always mentioned that's the reason that where is the Matan Torah written? Which Pasha? Pasha's Yisrael. Because I want to show that the Torah can go down, not only down to Am Yisrael, it goes down even to people that were not Jews. Yisrael wasn't a Jew, it was a Ger. Even to them, Torah could belong to. Torah goes down to the lowest level, Torah belongs to us, belongs to Am Yisrael. The Chiddush about the Torah is that Am Yisrael have a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we, so to speak, are going to be the counterparty to get the Torah. We are the Mekablim of Torah. That's the biggest chiddush of that we have about the Torah. The fact that we have Am Yisrael, we know. The fact that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, we know. But the fact that they can connect together, that's the chiddush of Matan Torah. The chiddush of Matan Torah is that we have here a level that here you have a special connection between Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmei Miraimim, down here, because that's the whole tachas of the Bria. What Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants is a Bria that comes down here in this world. With everything that connects in this world, with everything that you have in this world, in this oilam, that's where the Torah is supposed to come down to. And that's the actual chiddush, the marriage. Who is the marriage between, who's the husband and the wife, so to speak, of the world? Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu with, not with the Malachim, with the human being. That's the connection, that's where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is shaved to. We always mention the Kotzker. It says, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli. It says, most people focus on the Kodesh. Now you have to be holy people. But the Kotzker says you have to focus on the Anshe. Right? We always mention it. Anshe Kodesh. Human beings that are Kodesh. The Kodesh has to be human beings. Down here in this world has to be human beings. That's the Kodesh of Matan Torah. So that's the idea of the Mahalach of Nisan Iyar Sivan. The Nisan Iyar Sivan is that you have a Nisan, you have an Iyar, and meaning you have Nisan represent Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have Iyar represent Am Yisrael. Sivan is that you have the connection between the two. That's the connection that you have between the two elements of the world. You have the element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's the gilui of Torah in this world. That the Torah comes to a human being and he can do everything he can do over here. So you may learn, I can understand the significance of Chodesh Sivan is represented by who? by Zvulun. Zvulun is the one who's going out into the world. He's the one busy with Yoni Elamazeh. Exactly. That's what Chishtim is all about. The Torah is coming down here, not to the Malachim, and not only to the Chachamim, we're singing Beis Medrash. Torah is applicable and applies to each Yid, even the ones, not even the ones, down here until you get up to the place where it's out in the world. Get connected here, we always also mention the Chassid Sofer that says that we know that Yaakov and Esau were supposed to be Yisachar and Zvulun. Yaakov was supposed to be Yisachar, and Zvulun was supposed to be Esau. And who was supposed to Am Yisrael come from? If Esau will do the right thing, from Esau, because Zvulun is the main Am Yisrael. There is a portion of Am Yisrael which all they have is Torah. But the majority of Am Yisrael are not like that. That's the ones that Torah are getting for. The Zvulun, the Chiddush is the connection of Mishmei Miraim to down here. That happens with the Zvulun. And if you continue on with the other Simonim of Chodesh Sivan, the other things that are significant to Chodesh Sivan, it all fits. The letter of let's talk with the Midah of Chodesh Sivan. If you mention that Iyar the Midah is Hirhur, thinking. That's the first human being's act. Chodesh Sivan, the Midah is Hiluch, walking. You're walking out. Going out to the world. That's the Midah, that's the act that you have for Chodesh Sivan. And the letter that belongs to Chodesh Sivan, according to Sefer Yetzirah, is the letter of Zayin. So I brought down, I saw that the Zayin means Losh Klei Zayin. Zayin is what you have to use in war. Again, when you're going out of your comfort zone, you're going out of the territory where you are surrounded, enclosed. That's the Klei Zayin that you have to do out in the world. That's what the Chodesh Sivan is. Chodesh Sivan is the Torah is going out from its chambers in Shamayim, where it belongs with the Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes down here to earth to be with Am Yisrael, the human being that goes out. He's out there in the world. He's out in war. That's where the Torah belongs. That's where we are right now. That's what connects to. This is also the, as we mentioned in the first Maimer in the Sefer, Mani Cheskel, right over there. So we're putting a plug in, right? Is that the Chodesh Sivan is Bedavka starting after Chumash Bamidbar. The Torah brings after Parshat Bamidbar. That when is Sivan supposed to be? When is Shu'ah supposed to be? It says Manu Ve'atzru. That's the Sivan. Manu, you count Parshat Bamidbar. Ve'atzru, then you do Shu'ah. So sometimes you get stuck. That's why we'll basically speak about in a different time. But it happens to be in Eretz Yisrael. We're stuck, so we have to read Parshas Nasa before. That's the idea. That's why Chutzos we tried to avoid it, right? You realize this year we could have the Eretz Yisrael Chutzos are completely separated. Why didn't we catch on to Chutzos to Eretz Yisrael? Because we prefer to have the Midbar before Shavuos, because Shavuos starts in Sefer Midbar. Now, why it has to be three? I mean, no, sir, that's a different topic. Let's speak about the Yilas HaChag over here. But the reason why it's in Bamidbar is, again, because as we mentioned always, the Sfarim, the Chumashim, have a Mahalach. Chumash VeYikra is a Chumash that belongs to Teres Kehanim. The Kehanim, they're in the Bais Mikdosh, that they are in with in the time together, surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Kodesh. That's what Chumash VeYikra, Kedusha. But Midbar is when you go out to the desert. Always, as we mentioned, I think we mentioned last week, the lashon of the pasuk when you start Vayikra is Vayikra el Moshe veidaber elav me'oil moed lemer. You speak from oil moed. That's Vayikra. But Midbar it says veidaber shel Moshe bein my Sinai oil moed. It's not only oil moed. Oil moed. That's Vayikra's oil moed. You're in Beis Hamikdash, but Midbar you're already going out of Beis Hamikdash, and that is what. Chodesh Iyar is the buildup of a human being when he's still comforted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is, you know, giving into him. That's the time of the sphere that brings you up until you get to Shavuos. But the minute you get to Shavuos, you're getting Torah to the outside world. You're getting your tools. You're marrying Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Moshe of Chazal, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is giving his daughter to you, and you're going on your own. And that's what's going on in the Midbar. They're going out to the Midbar. They're going out to the Zvulun. They're going out to the world. That's the idea of the month of Sivan and our idea of Kabbalah Soter. And with that, we get to a Shechir Sivan. So really, the concept of Shechir Sivan is, you get into Sivan, you have a human being. You have a marriage that's going to happen. The Torah is going to give into a human being. Part of what Shechir Sivan is all about is, the human being needs to prepare himself to get the Torah. Meaning, you don't say, get prepared before the Torah comes. The Torah is going to come to Shechir Sivan. No, because the Torah is given to a human being. So I'm going to take into account, into my Chodesh Sivan part, also the human being's Cheshbon. Am Yisrael has to prepare too. And because the Torah is not just a Torah in Shemayim, the Torah is coming down to the Oretz. It's coming down to this world. So the Torah is coming down to this world, we take into account that you have to Cheshbon in, that a person needs to get ready for it. It's also part of the Cheshbon. Which Shechir Sivan, you're in the beginning. You're getting to the place where you are now or prepared to get the Torah. But it's like a kala. You got to the air, but now she has to get dressed. Now it's time. It's a marriage. It's not that the Torah is up there in Shemayim and you're jumping to get it. So whenever you come, you get it. You are here a partner in Torah. You are here doing a marriage in Torah. That's the mahal from Shechir Sivan to get to be ready to Vav Sivan. Very interesting. The Gemara says, more in Shabbos, what does the Cheshbon, what happened? Where it says, according to Rabbanon, when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? It wasn't a Monday, because everybody agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is Vav Sivan. So Aleph Sivan, it was Monday. So where it says, they got there Monday. What happened Monday? The Gemara tries to do Cheshbon. What did they do every day? So where it says, what happened Monday? And Tuesday was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I tempt you, I'm Lechas Koyani, the Great Kaddish. So you are a special nation. That's why we call it, as far as I'm bringing, they call it Yom HaMiyuchas. Because Am Yisrael is Misiaches, to be Mamlechas Kriyani. But what happened to Aleph Sivan? It says more than nothing. Why? Yishuv Chul Shodorecha. They're very tired. Seriously? I mean, you're coming to get Torah right now. You're tired? You go to sleep after the Torah. The whole time in Am Yisrael, they were sleeping when the Torah was given. But the idea is, yeah, because I'm trying to say that the Torah is given to human beings. So the Torah now is taken into account that you're tired. It's also part of the Torah. Part of the Torah given to this world is given to a human being with his challenges, with his issues, with the problems, with the limitations that he has. The part of the limitations is he's tired. So you have to take that into account. That's one day. The first day of Shechir Sivan is you're a human being. You need to rest. And then you're going to start prepared about the Torah. Because the Torah is a full marriage, an equal marriage. There's an interesting, very interesting, similar dovah. Because it was Shechir Sivan, what is the Yoyim HaSfira of Shechir Sivan? Today is 46, is base Sivan. What's Aleph Sivan? 45. What is Gematria 45? Adam. Adam is Gematria 45. So when you get to 45, you're Adam. That's when a human being is coming. I'm getting prepared. When you get to 50, you get to Ha-Adam. The person. You can say it's a cute idea. Adam, Ha-Adam, you know, very cute. But we know there's a thesis. Rabbi Natan, a few places in Shas, tells us that when it says the word Adam, it means only Am Yisrael. And when it says the word Ha-Adam, it means even the Goyim. When the Gemara says, Atem Kriim Adam, Vein Umas Oyelim Kriim Adam, only Am Yisrael is called Adam, it says, Tosis, that's only Adam. But Ha-Adam, also the Goyim are called. Why? What's the difference? It's a little bit of a remnant over here. The time of Adam is 45, that's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's Am Yisrael only coming here, getting Torah. You have to have a certain level when you're getting over here. But Lamaisu, when Torah is given to the world, is given with the potential to reach even the Ha'adam. Even there. The absolute Torah gets to the world. We're going in the process of Adam coming with Shechir Sivan until you get to Ha'adam. That's a rem. A little bit of a hint, Ladover. The process of the days are that we need to have the Mekatim of Torah. It's an equal, it's a marriage, it's a partnership. So Torah is not just given to you. You have to be ready. I can be ready before. I know, but we're taking that into account. Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh HaShlishi, as the Torah starts, we're talking in the beginning of the Pasha, it's a Chodesh HaShlishi. I'm talking this month. The third month is the third is always the Chut HaMishulish, the connection between two parts. And therefore, the first few days are the part of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, what Am Yisrael did the first thing? V'yichan Yisrael k'neged ha'ar. Says the Medrash, without that, they can't get Torah. Because if we're talking about a full partnership between two equal parts, the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal as Echot, so Am Yisrael have to be Mizgal as Echot. If they have machlekes between them, they're not a one unit who's ready to get Torah. And because we're talking about a marriage, an equal partnership between two equal parts, they need to mirror each other in a certain way. It needs to be the full marriage. So to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if the shidduch is not the right shidduch, so I'm not interested. It needs to be a fitting shidduch. I'm Echot and you're Echot. The Yichud Yisrael is a t'nai to receiving the Torah. That's the idea, that's the concept of Chodesh Sivan, the Chodesh Shlishi, the month which is the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, to bring Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there to down us down to here. When we come to Shavuos, that's brought down based on the Zohar in two different places, we are learning Torah, the main, there's two different Gersoras in the Zohar, which you have to understand, but the idea is that, at least for us, is the Torah during the night, you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, and in order to reach Torah Shabbat Tav that comes in the day of Sivan. We learn our Torah, our part, the Adam part, during the night, in order to be able to get married the next morning with the higher level of Torah that Hashem was giving from above. That's the void of this month, and that's the significance of the Torah, that connection between Elyoyim and Tachtoyim, the connection of Hashem and Am Yisrael, and the Torah going from Shmei Miraimim down to us, we have the ability to use it and take it, and take every significant, everything that we have, and connect it to Torah, and get part of Torah, because the Torah applies down here to the Zvulun, to the Klei Zayin, to the wars and the challenges that we have in this world. We should be Zoyche to a true Matan Torah, true Kabbalah Torah, and a Chag HaShavuos Sameach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.